So we're going to talk for a little while about bullying and the school's responsibilities. And there's no doubt anymore that bullying is a serious matter that needs to be addressed seriously by school districts. Too often we read about the effects of this behavior on students, including children taking their own life because of this type of torment. So we don't just turn a blind eye to this anymore and say, well, this has always been going on and there's no way we can really stop this. Schools want to stop the behavior, and they have a responsibility under state law to do so, and in some cases under federal law to do so. We've got a complicated definition that's two parts to bullying in the Texas Education Code. So the Texas Education Code defines that term bullying as engaging in written or verbal expression, electronic expression, or physical conduct. It's in the school, at a school activity, or in a school district vehicle. And it has the effect of harming the student or the student's property or putting them in reasonable fear that that's going to happen. Or it's severe, persistent, and pervasive enough that it creates a hostile environment. Now, there's a lot of behavior that goes on in school that can be defined by that. So what makes it bullying then? Well, here's the second part of the definition. It's bullying if it exploits an imbalance of power between the perpetrator and the victim, and it interferes with the student's education or substantially disrupts the operation of the school. That's a very complicated definition for people to try to apply in real-life situations. The law requires the district to have policies that address all sorts of things in this area. So reporting, investigating, deciding on the outcome of the investigating, disciplining students, and all those procedures need to be written very clearly.